Ken, you've been doing some work with Syncrude and some of the oil sands groups on birds. What exactly is your project?
The program is called Monitoring Avian Productivity and Survivorship, or MAPS for short. It's a bird banding program. We're working to establish how birds use reclaimed and natural habitats in the boreal forest for nesting, breeding, and rearing of young, and over the long term, looking at how birds return to the same habitats year over year, and that's the survivorship part of the program.
Now, why would the oil sands companies be interested in that information?
Certainly, knowing how reclaimed habitats are performing from a bird perspective is important knowledge. It helps assess the existing reclaimed areas. It also helps provide information for use in planning for future reclamation programs.
And how do the birds use the forest?
Birds are using the forest very well. The boreal is a critical nesting, breeding, and rearing habitat for about up to two-thirds of the species that migrate. And the reclaimed areas are showing bird activity. We're catching birds in the reclaimed areas. And in fact, this year we caught a couple of birds that were banded last year and returned to the same areas, including reclaimed areas.
What kind of birds are there? If you're looking at the songbirds that are going migrating north and south and nesting in the boreal, what kinds of birds are those? What are the species?
We are focused on the migrant group of birds, which includes predominantly the sparrows, warblers, finches, a number of groups that have smaller number of species. We also catch the resident birds, chickadees, nuthatches, gray jays, and we process the birds, catch, band, measure, assess health, and band residents and migrants alike. But the program is focused on the migrant songbirds.
What is their status at this point? Because there has been an awful lot of attention paid to the migrant songbirds over the years, especially, first of all, with logging interest in the north and now oil sands.
That's a good question. The program that we are working on, it's way too early in the program to judge the data as being indicative of any particular trend. The concern you're speaking of is a North American concern about trends in bird populations overall, and the concern that many of the trends are showing a downward progression. Whether that's due to activities in the boreal forest or on the wintering ground or somewhere in between, we don't know. But certainly having the data from the boreal forest will allow us over time to tease out those effects and determine where management efforts can be placed to potentially reverse those trends.
Well, let's talk for a minute about the different species. There are a number of species of birds that people are concerned about, that the government is concerned about. What is it that's actually happening to them, and what are you finding?
We're capturing some of the birds that are included in lists of bird species that are maybe of concern under the federal terminology or sensitive under the provincial terminology. And at this moment, what I'd go so far as to say is that we are able to capture, band, measure, and release birds that are on these lists, including Canada warbler, least flycatcher, and the brown creeper. And so the data that we're providing will go into the long-term population trend analyses for species that have already been determined to be of concern by federal and provincial authorities for some reason. And I think having those data and feeding those data into that process is one of the key elements of our program.
Well, these birds, they're in the boreal through the summertime, but where do they go for the rest of the year, and what might be some of the stresses on them?
Yeah, these birds are resident in the boreal for the period of about mid-May through to mid-August. Maybe some arrive a bit earlier, some a bit later. That's the heart of the season. They migrate for a 6 to 8 week period, both before and after the breeding season, and are resident anywhere from the southern U.S. down into Argentina for the wintertime. And one of the species that we've been capturing relatively frequently in banding, the Swainson's thrush, goes as far as South America for the winter and comes back. And we recaptured a few of those birds this year that were banded last year. That's quite a trip.
And what might be some of the environmental concerns for the birds?
There's habitat loss anywhere along the migratory, the wintering and the summering grounds. There are agricultural practices, urban development, pretty much anywhere there's people, there will be stress. And the birds have to navigate that every step of the way.
Well, let's look at how the program is actually set up. You have a number of stations. How have you got things set up so that you can actually monitor?
Last year, we began with six stations, banding stations, centered in and around the Syncrude area, two of which were unreclaimed, three of which in natural, and the sixth was in a semi-natural setting on the shoreline of a reservoir. From there, we grew to 24 stations this year, spread from north of Fort MacKay down to south of Conklin. Each of the stations is run six times in a 60-day period during the summer. A morning looks like getting out of bed very early at about 1:45 and being in the field and operating by about 4:30 in the morning. We use mist nets, a standard technology to capture birds. We run the mist nets for 6 hours, checking them frequently. We take the birds out, take them back to a portable banding station. At that station, we band the bird, measure the bird, assess the health, look at the age and sex of the individual birds, release the bird, and do it all again.
So since you're banding them, are you expecting to maybe capture the same birds again next year and the year after?
Well, we're sure hoping so. That is the data we require for the survivorship component of the study. The capture rate this year, again, I can't really speak to numbers. We just finished the program on Sunday, and the data are just being collated. However, I can say that we did catch some individuals that were banded last year, predominantly in the same general area that we banded them. So the birds are going away, spending the winter down south, and coming back to the very same habitat in which they were banded the year previous. And this includes birds at reclaimed areas.
What are some of the things that you found out so far, looking at last year and then what you've accomplished this year?
Over the last 2 years, I think a couple of observations I'd make is that we are capturing a fairly high diversity of birds, and we banded somewhere upwards of 50 species overall. We're able to detect a number of other species that are using the habitats from observations made during the banding process. Some of these birds don't make it down to the nets, so it's more than just banding. We observe as well. And the numbers of birds in the boreal forest is quite high. And based on some assumptions we made before going into last year's season, I think we're finding higher than what we thought might be there.
What is the long-term intent for this program then?
We're looking at this as a multi-year program. We don't have an end date. We look at our data every year and judge the data and look for coverage areas where we may not be adequately sampling the forest. So we're looking at two or three different habitats coming into the program over time. I would say, though, that in 2011, we entered into a two-year pilot that at the end of which we would assess the potential for the program even before we completed the 2 years of monitoring. After 1 year, there was enough justification to expand the program substantially. And we've done so, and I see opportunities and I see excitement from the sponsor organizations that indicates that this program will go, you know, for the near term for sure, and quite possibly expand even more.
What is going to happen to the information, the data that you collect? Does it just go simply to the companies, or are you feeding that into other research organizations?
That too is a very good question. The data go in multiple directions. We're required through our permitting process through Environment Canada to provide data to the Canadian database, Canadian Wildlife Service, the Alberta database as well, now managed by Alberta Environment and Sustainable Resource Development. They also get a copy of the data. But most importantly, we're partnered with an organization out of California called the Institute for Bird Populations. And they run the North American database and have been doing so for 20 years, with most of the data being from the U.S. banding stations. Our data are also transmitted to them, and each year we get together with our partners at the IBP and we'll review the data, provide reports back to our sponsoring organizations. Ultimately, with sufficient data, we will be looking at scientific publications and having these data transmitted widely in the scientific literature.
You mentioned that you have this link with the Institute in California. Why is that so important?
That institute has been not only the group of technical specialists and biologists that developed the protocol that we use in the MAPS program in the boreal forest, they are also a very solid technical resource that help us understand our data, interpret our data with us. With the knowledge of 20 years of monitoring using this protocol in the North American continent. And so we have an awesome technical resource that we are partnered with, and importantly, the data that we're gathering go into the North American wide program on assessing bird populations, and that is their mandate, is to provide those data. So it's a partnership that is true in that we're providing data that are useful to them, and they are providing technical expertise for us, and it's working out amazingly well.
And this is sharing, actually, when you're looking at researchers all across the country, across the continent, that sharing of information, I think, would bode very well for the birds.
I think so. It provides more data from the boreal forest. It provides multiple perspectives on those data and how those data can be interpreted. And I guess another link to, you know, a North American-wide aspect of the program is that the bird banders that we brought into the region this year come from North American wide. We have banders from BC, Ontario, and some currently resident in the US. And so our program is getting a North American wide coverage in multiple ways.
What is it that you like about birds?
Oh, interesting question. I guess I just like birds. So that's the direct answer. On the technical level, one of the things that strikes me about birds is that it's a complex of species. And so when you're looking at a habitat and how that habitat is performing, you're getting a sense of how a wide range of species, as represented by the complex of species there, are using the habitat. That gives you insight into the complexity of the habitat, the function of the habitat. And certainly when we're looking at reclaimed areas, that is an important question, is not only are the birds there, but are they there in diversity, and is that diversity actually using the habitat for productivity and over time coming back to it year over year.
So then would you be able to make recommendations if you see that perhaps the habitat is not coming back the way it should? Can you make recommendations about changes?
Yes, that's a key component of the program. We're looking at some areas that have been reclaimed and have been growing for several years. Based on how we're seeing the birds perform in that habitat, we can say to the sponsoring organizations, you know, this particular component of the habitat is working really, really well, and you should be including that in the future reclaimed areas, and perhaps there's some areas in the habitat that are not, and here's some ideas for improvement.
Thank you very much, Ken.
And thank you.